Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down.
You can't have Christmas music without some Elvis, right? I guess that's Elvis. Is that Elvis? Sounds like, yeah, that's Elvis. Good job, Ben. Merry Christmas, everybody. 34 after the hour. It's Christmas Day. This is our 21st consecutive live Christmas show of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we, for many, many years now, our good friend Andrew Sherman has been joining us. And Andrew is an attorney in Washington, D.C., and also a professor of MBA professor at the university. He'll tell me in a minute. And he is the author of many books. I hurt myself carrying them into the studio. Built Fast, Build Right, Growing and Running and Growing Your Business, et cetera, et cetera. Road Rules, and of course the Bible, Franchising and Licensing. Andrew, 25, 30 books?
The Crisis of Disengagement, which we've talked about on the show.
I've got it right here in front of me, yeah.
Number 26, and I've got a new book coming out this spring, which would be the fourth edition of the Mergers and Acquisitions book. So
right.
That book is basically on the printer, and I'm taking a little pause right now and taking it all in. And, you know, it's like everything else in life. You say to yourself, oh, that's the last one, and then a couple
right.
months later.
Well, I'm a piker with my fourth one compared to you, but I can only imagine. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah belatedly to you.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to all of your listeners. Happy Hanukkah, and also a wonderful, wonderful 2018 ahead to everybody,
yeah.
I hope.
Let's have a good one. So, Andrew, here's one of the things that when you join us, we talk about tolerance. And I wanted to do another installment of that, this segment at least. I'm really disappointed in America in this way. We seem to be more caught up in being right than doing right. By that I mean, I'll use the politicians as an example, but they're just an extension of us. De Tocqueville said, "You get the government you deserve." But my point is, when we look at Washington, we don't see leadership; we see partisanship. And what that means is that even when it's the right thing to do, if it doesn't suit our ideology or our party, they're placed there to represent the people, even if it's the right thing to do. They don't show the leadership. They stick with the party, even though sticking with the party is wrong. Can we ever find our way back?
Yeah, let me hit three key points on that. Number one, we were built, and our Constitution encourages political discord, political debate, but not political dysfunctionality. And we've lost the ability to distinguish between a healthy debate, which is healthy, which is good for our country, and complete divisiveness and dysfunctionality. Point two is, you know, I've been in D.C. now for 40 years, and I'm not a particularly political animal. I'm much more focused on the business and the economy, but mm-hmm. I've not seen a level of divisiveness, you know, carry to this level, and not just political divisiveness, but, you know, workplace divisiveness, the rise in sexual harassment allegations. I mean, we're more apart than we are together in a lot of different ways.
What's it going to take to find our way back, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a commitment to just a basic set of core values that focuses on how much more similar we are than we are apart. And the third thing, you made a comment I'm going to slightly disagree with. I mean, De Tocqueville is right. You know, you get the government that the people reflect. But I think for the first time in our country, or there's been a few times in our country, but this is one of them. You know, when I travel around the world in the last 12 months, people look at me like I'm from Mars as an American, and our you know, global perception right now is not high. But then as people get to know me, they say, oh, well, I guess there really is a difference between the people and the political leadership. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got to get government back into the hands of the people and have our political leaders be more reflective as to how we all really feel, because most of us are concerned with the same basic needs that we've been concerned with for 300 years. I mean, protecting our families, feeding our families, having our children do a little bit better, if possible, than we did ourselves. I mean,
those are core principles that we seem to be. Why is that confusing? Why are core principles, including natural law, Andrew? Why are those confusing to people?
Well, I don't know.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to hold on. We'll come back and talk about that. We'll come back, folks. I want to talk about tolerance. Yeah, a little bit more on that when we come back, and then we'll get a little bit of a global business report from Andrew. He's a global operator and thinker, and I'm looking forward to hearing about that. It's Tweetail. I'm Andrew. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.